At 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, NASA received data confirming that the Ingenuity Mars helicopter successfully took off from the Martian surface. This is the first human-made powered aircraft to do so. This is a remarkable milestone for Martian exploration, and it opens the gate for a new way to explore Mars. Now, Dr. Tanya Hill is the Senior Curator of Astronomy at Museums Victoria, and she joins us now to tell us more about this high-flying achievement. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. And how are you this morning?
Excellent. Pretty good.
Yeah?
It's been an amazing week, especially on Mars, that's for sure.
Yeah, for all those on Mars, they've been having a great week. to start with, why don't you just tell us a bit about this Ingenuity helicopter?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's absolutely amazing. It's only little. It's a technology demonstration, really. It's all about seeing, can we make this possible? Are we able to fly on another planet? And we learnt on Monday night that could happen, and it did. We watched this little Ingenuity, this little helicopter. It's only about 50 centimetres tall.
Wow.
So that's, when we talk about little, it is only small.
Mm.
And what it did was it took off, spun its rotor blades incredibly quickly, and it left the Martian surface, hovered about 3 metres high in the air, and then it did a little turn. It rotated about 90 degrees. And then after about 30 seconds, it came back down and landed back on Mars's surface. Mm. And so, the first powered controlled flight on another planet. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. That is a really remarkable achievement. I mean, as we said in the intro, it really does open the gate. But why do we want to fly around Mars? Like, we fly to Mars and we sort of rove around Mars. Why do we want to fly around Mars?
Yeah, it's all part of the next step, isn't it? Every kind of few decades or so, we just get another way of learning more about our solar system and other planets. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it was back in the 1960s that we first, all we could do was fly by Mars. We didn't have the ability to actually stop. Mm. And then we worked out how to go into orbit around the planet, and that's taught us so much more. Then we were able to do the first landers, but they could only land and stay stationary in one spot. Then, of course, the rovers came along, and the test case for that was Sojourner back in 1997, and it showed that it could move around. And now we've got the great rovers like Perseverance that can just do so much more and really get out and scout the Martian landscape. And why we now want to go to aerial view and to these drones or helicopters is that will allow us to get to places that the rovers may not be able to go. So, for instance, one of the really interesting places which it was Opportunity that told us about this were the walls of craters, because it seems there that Opportunity was able to pick up water flows. And it's quite dangerous, you can imagine, for a rover to try and go down these crater walls, whereas if you could get a little drone to scout out and do that for you, then, we can get a much closer view of what's going on. Are these places where there's fresh water? Could life have once been around, or are there signs of ancient life on Mars? Mm. And, of course, it's not just about learning about more about Mars. It's also about using this technology in other ways. So, for instance, the Martian atmosphere, it's so thin that it's like being 100,000 feet above the Earth, above Earth's ground. And so, for instance, there could be possibilities of using rovers and drones like this to actually explore the top of our atmosphere and learn more about Earth. And then lastly, there's also another drone that's being developed for Titan, the mission to Titan in around 2027. Titan is a moon of Saturn. And so they're already working on a kind of drone that could go and explore that moon. And of course, they're waiting on the data from how Ingenuity goes to feed that into that new mission. So, we're kind of at that cusp. We don't really know what it might open up, but it's definitely going to open up new opportunities.
Yeah, wow. It is super exciting. And I suppose I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit ignorant of me, but I sometimes just think that, like, when I picture Mars, I just think about rock and red dirt. But sort of as you mentioned with the craters and things like that, I mean, it's a planet. It's a big place. So there's a lot to explore, and being able to fly around it is definitely an interesting step. I was going to also ask, you mentioned the atmosphere of Mars. What is the new technology in the Ingenuity that allows us to sort of fly in this type of altitude? Because from my understanding, we can't really get helicopters to the top of Everest, let alone, you know, the thinness of the atmosphere, hundreds of thousands of feet in the air. So is there all sorts of new technologies in place here?
Yeah, look, that's been one of the main ideas of this mission, is to see if this was possible. And so firstly, they had to make the craft be incredibly light. And so it's only 1,800 grams. And in fact, there were battles apparently between the mission scientists about whether, you know, they could just add a little bit more, you know, add something more to it. But sure. No, they had to stay within that strict limit. And the main thing are the blades of the helicopter. So they're made of carbon fibre, which is incredibly light and incredibly strong. They're about 1.2 metres across.
Right.
And they have the two propellers stacked on top of each other, and they counter-rotate. They spin in opposite directions. And that means that the little box hanging below the blades can be more stable. Mm-hmm. And what they've the main thing that they've got to do is spin those blades at 2,400 times per minute. Now, that's five times faster than what we need to spin blades on Earth to get helicopters up off the ground. And so that was the amazing thing, was being able to spin them fast enough so that they can create that difference in air pressure, even though there's so few molecules in Mars's thin atmosphere, but to create that difference in air pressure and get it to fly up. And, of course, now they've done the first test, and there's a couple of two more tests that they want to do over the next 2 weeks, and then they just want to push it to the limit and see how high, how fast, how far they can get this craft to go.
Cool. And is it just exploring via sort of cameras and things like that? Are we just looking at stuff at the moment, or is it able to sort of collect things and swab stuff, and I don't know what they do up there?
Look, so this one, as I said, it's just a technology demonstration. So it really is about, can we do this? It doesn't have any science on board.
Right.
But the great thing is that they've built it so that it is scalable. So I said at the moment it's only weighs just under 2 kilos, but they can scale it up so that it can weigh about 25 to 30 kilos. And within that, about 4 kilograms could be used for science instruments. So that's when, it'll be the next generation.
It's the next generation.
Then they can start. Now that they've shown that it can work, they can now put the effort in to in the future build something that can do more science for us.
Wow. Well, when Ingenuity Mark II comes out, we'll be sure to have you on the line again. Dr. Tanya Hill, thank you so much for joining me and telling us all about this amazing Martian exploration.
Oh, you're welcome, Steph. Have a great day.
Yeah, so you too.